Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah. Jason and I were just talking about a famous quote. Jason, thank you for engineering. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Kathy is joining us in Ohio. She's in the front of the classroom. Welcome, Kathy.
Vince, how are you, and how is the campsite doing?
Oh, wow. Campsite. We're putting the picnic tables out. We have brand new picnic tables. We have a commercial swing set, probably built 60 years ago. It is absolutely magnificent. It's the kind that you and I would swing on in elementary school. You know, it's great, big, very heavy-duty swing sets. We've got a tire run, two of them, one for adults and one for children side by side. We have a children's playhouse with a kind of a loft and an eating area. It is really, really turning out nicely. And I talked to the family about, okay, what day do we turn it on? And it will be not this Friday, but the first reservation should be the following Friday. Not this Friday, not tomorrow, but, you know, 8 days. And that's it. So, Kathy, I've got to send you some pictures. And there are some, class, if you want to see what it looks like, just go to a search engine like DuckDuckGo and type in Natural Farms Camping, and you'll see it. Or you can type in Natural Farms LC, as in Limited Corporation, naturalfarmslc.com, and you'll see pictures of our farm. That's what it is. So if you're wondering, where does Vincent live? Where do the Fennelli families live? Where does the broadcast come from? You can see it right there. So we put in some water lines, about 800 feet of water lines. We have a toilet. We have a scavenger hunt, our beef, our eggs. And each campsite, there are 26 campsites. Each one of them has a fire pit. We designed this fire pit ourselves. It's steel. It's about 22 inches tall, about 22 inches, 24 inches in diameter. It contains the fire really nicely, so you get to use the maximum amount of fire for the minimum amount of wood. Yesterday, the family was out there, and we were limbing old trees, and we piled up the saplings that were dead, the tree limbs that were dead, in small branches, larger branches, so that our campers can pick their own firewood, and there's plenty of it. Or they can buy the firewood from us, and we have oak slabs that are cut to the exact size for the fire pits. Kathy, it's really nice. It really is. And one of the things that I wanted to tell the class is I was thinking that it would really be nice to have once a month campouts with USA Prepares, meaning if the students or the instructors want to come out here, I'll be teaching lessons once a month in person. And I was thinking, what would the size be? And this is something that Gwyneth and I are going to talk about next Wednesday. I learned about the ideal class size when I was teaching public school back in the early 1990s. And because of that, we're going to limit the classes to, like, at the absolute most, 50. But I'm thinking that would be two sessions, about 25 at the most apiece. I'm really thinking I'd like the class size to be 20. And that's the
That's a much better number for student-teacher ratio for getting the maximum amount of knowledge transfer. So we're planning on that. Once a month, you get FaceTime in person at the farm with me and some of the other instructors if they choose to come here. Some will be doing it electronically via telecommunications. Others will be in person. Dr. Sergey wants to be here in person. I'm pretty sure Norm does too, Dr. Norm Shuley. So that's what we're planning, Kathy. Any questions about that?
Well, Vince, it just sounds to me like it's just like a little slice of heaven. You got beautiful grounds there, and there's things for the kids to do. You can just sit and be in peace and have serenity. And I saw pictures, and it really is very pretty. And I think sometimes people just need to get away from the rat race, the technology, and just enjoy it. And it is really pretty. And I think it's going to be nice for people to just come and enjoy it. So,
we were there out there working yesterday, piling the limbs for firewood, free for the campers. You should bring a saw or loppers, so they can cut it themselves. And the serenity was awesome. The absence of the noise, the absence of the pollution, the absence of the sirens, the helicopters, all the things that society brings aren't here. They're not here. And that's what, I was just standing out in the middle of the campsite looking forward and backward at all these campsites with the fire pits, and I was thinking, this is absolutely peaceful. One of the things that we tried to do, Kathy, is give each campsite, it's probably 250 feet wide, 100 feet deep. So each campsite, we tried to make it pretty large as compared to packing and stacking that happens at other campgrounds. But we didn't want to do that. We wanted to give each group of campers some privacy. And so we have an area that is for the children, and it's away from the campsite. It's not very far away, but it's not right in the middle of where the campsites are. It's at the end, so the children can be watched. We've got a grill there where you can cut the firewood from a pile that's there, right there. Put it in the outdoor grill and grill over your own little campfire. So that's to be shared by whomever. Picnic tables by the pond. We have a fish feeding pond, and we have a paddle boat. we refer to it as a yacht. It fits in the back of a pickup truck. I mean, in the bed of a pickup truck, and you can close the tailgate. I mean, that's the size of this yacht. So it's about 4 feet wide, about 7.5-8 feet long, and four people can sit in it. Two can sit in the back, and two can sit in the front. And there's two sets of pedals, so the guys in the front, the gals in the front, can paddle us around. And it has a rudder, so you can actually navigate with this thing, so you can go across the pond and feed the fish. And literally, the catfish, when you feed them these, it's like rabbit pellets, a little bit larger. It's kind of like a dog food kibble size. You feed it, you throw it in the water, it floats, and the catfish just jump out of the water. It's kind of a neat thing for a young person to see, that you can actually see the fish swimming under the water until they, make the pond turbid. And, I was thinking, what is a lake? Lake Erie, Lake Michigan, Lake Superior, those are all lakes. But other people have lakes around here in Missouri, and they call them lakes. Well, I looked up, what's the definition of a lake? So a lake is a body of water surrounded by land. Okay. So what is the minimum size? And there is no minimum size. So we call this a pond. Some people might call it a small lake. I mean, I think a small lake is a stretch, but it's a pond. And so there's several of these on the property, on our farm, probably, I think about six. And one of them is dedicated for the campers to use. So they can walk from the campsite to the pond. They can cross the stream. And one of the things that I wanted to do, and I keep improving this before we even start, and one of the things I wanted to do is build a bridge. And I got to tell you, building a bridge is no trivial feat. I mean, it's something that requires a lot of engineering. And so ultimately, I'm hoping that we can have the time to build a bridge. So in the meantime, you step across the rocks, you know, to go across the creek, to go to the fish feeding pond, and back to the campsite. But there's shade, there's trees, magnificent trees, and Mother Nature is just truly, truly impressive. And I'm not trying to say how wonderful our farm is. I didn't make it. I mean, God made the farm, and we're just temporary stewards of it. But it's a piece that people can share, as you mentioned, to get away, and that's really what this is. So I want to put in a discount for our class, so that they can just get the absolute lowest price. It's $26 to camp here, and 10% off during the weekdays. And I want to take it lower than that for our class. Your thoughts about that, Kathy?
Well, you know, Vince, you mentioned the pond, and we have catfish, and we have bass, and we have a few koi. The ones that survive, because obviously if you put koi in the pond and they're small, the bass are going to eat them. So we have three koi, and that's the favorite thing for people to do when they come over. They love to be by the water. They love to feed the fish. I mean, that would be something, you know, where you could maybe buy a little, put them in little containers or bags. The kids love to feed the catfish. Now, I know that you can't overfeed them or whatever, but our bass literally, like you said, they almost jump out of the water, and especially if they're really hungry. It's just, they're just flopping all over trying and, you know, beating the catfish to the food. But that's the favorite thing, especially for my grandkids. They just love to be out there by the water. There's something serene about it, you know, just sitting on the raft and just enjoying the, you know, the peacefulness. So I think it's going to be a success, Chris. It was, all the pictures you sent me, it was very pretty.
Well, thank you, Kathy. You know, I'd love to let our campers go fishing. Here's the concern. So if there are young children there, and some people, you know, get the line caught, they cut the line off and leave the nylon filament line in the pond, that's a problem for the paddle boat. It really is. So it's a problem with fish hooks. It's, you know, staying in the pond. So we don't have any of those. And our thought was, let's not start at the moment. Let's not start with the fish hooks in the line. Let's just let the children and their parents enjoy the paddle boat, which it's, you know, it's a lot of fun. And you know, there's a lesson in that class. You'll see that energy is not free. So when you get in a little power boat and you just start that engine and you just troll along, you won't believe how much work it is when you're actually doing that with pedals. Traveling across the water is one of the most energy-consuming modes of travel there is, if not the most. And truly, it takes a lot of energy. So that's a lesson in that for the children. Kathy and I will be right back right after these few short commercial announcements.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Got Greg on the line. Be right with you, Greg. I just wanted to mention it. I had a call from Gwyneth yesterday, and we all love Gwyneth. There's no question about it. She's absolutely brilliant in many of the things that she says. Her outlook is quite interesting. And she called me with a hypothesis. And we're going to be talking about this in a series, probably multiple classes on Wednesday, starting next Wednesday. I don't normally preview classes like this. This one is so interesting, and she's absolutely right, and I have the evidence to prove it, firsthand evidence. It's about why we are falling apart, why society is collapsing. It's right in front of our eyes, but we don't think about it. So I have the evidence, and I've experienced it myself firsthand, and I can share that with you, and we're going to start with this on Wednesday. So I suggest that if you're going to have some time to be with us on Wednesday, this will be a class that, this is a blockbuster. It absolutely is. And I don't want to take away from Gwyneth's thunder, but this is truly impressive. She and I talked about this last night on the phone. So next Wednesday in class with Gwyneth Isaacs, please do not miss this. Greg in Utah, welcome.
Well, thank you, Vincent. I'd like to make you an offer. I would like to come out there and teach a class. We can advertise this, and we can build you a water purification station. You know, you can maybe do some local advertising there. Come see the new technology in water purification from water from any source. Solar, high output, whatever you want to do, And I'll fly out there, and we can build one that you, I don't know, you want 6 gallons an hour, or you decide what size you want. We will build it out there. We'll hold a class on it, and I think people will be coming to your campsite just to see it for years to come.
Well, thank you. And it sounds like a wonderful, wonderful opportunity for our students. And that, Greg, that's the kind of thing I was talking about, that the instructors could be here. And, you know, when we had our first Get Prepared Expo, about roughly 12 years ago, I mentioned to the attendees that I believe that this would be one of their life's 10 most memorable moments. And so what are memorable moments? Oh, getting married, driver's license, maybe, you know, a prom, those kinds of things. So this, I believe, will be one of them, because if you come and you meet the instructors, it's something that is truly, truly memorable. And no one has ever said to me, hey, Vinny, you know what? You said it was going to be memorable. Well, it's not. It's never happened. You know, people still talk about the Get Prepared Expos, that they've been to them, Luke Cassidy, Joey, and they thank me all the time for just what we said, the people that they met at the expo. That's what they remember, the people they met, the unusual people. I don't mean strange. I mean unusual in the thought process, and how those of us who are instructors change the thought process of our students, because they begin to think more and more the way we do. We open their eyes, and that's what you're talking about doing, Greg. You're talking about opening people's eyes to your technology and building a solar-powered still. And here's what I'd like to do. Greg, when we do this, I'd like to do two experiments. One is I'd like the classes will be right next to the creek. I mean, within just a minute's walk to the creek, literally 1 minute. So we walk from the class area to the creek, and we take some absolutely crystal clear creek water, and we put that in one container. And then we take some creek water and stir up the mud at the bottom, which is, and make it turbid, and put that in another container, and then distill both of them separately. And then let's see what the difference is. Let's see if you can see the difference. And frankly, you won't be able to. You will not be able to see the difference between the final output from Greg's technology, the solar still, with turbid, muddy water versus crystal clear creek water. They'll both come out looking exactly the same. Is that right, Greg?
That's right. That is absolutely right.
Greg, I appreciate your offer. Let's do it. Okay, class, you heard it right here. I didn't know Greg was going to call. I didn't know this was going to be an offer, but here it is. Greg was number one with the offer to teach classes on water distillation. Greg, we will do that. Greg, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you, and we'll get together and let's talk about a little.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
USA News Update. President Biden this morning will convene the fourth virtual leader level meeting of major economies forum on energy and climate. Later today, Biden will meet with President Gustavo Petro of Colombia in the Oval Office. The Senate on Capitol Hill will convene this morning and resume consideration of S-870. The Fire Grants and Safety Act reauthorizes an increase in money to the U.S. Fire Administration until 2030. If approved, the $95 million for USFA would represent a nearly $20 million increase from current levels. The The Oakland A's Baseball Club announced it has signed a binding agreement to buy land for a future baseball park in Las Vegas, Nevada. The club says they tried to stay in Oakland, but they are now shifting focus on a southern Nevada home. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
I need a copy of my tax return. How do I get one?
If you don't have a copy of your original tax return, you can get a transcript of your tax return for free from the IRS. A transcript shows most line items from your return, which is usually all you need. You can order a transcript of any return filed within the past 3 years, including forms 1040, 1040A, and 1040EZ. All you need to do is go to irs.gov/transcript to order your transcript today.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Last day.
God, you're
take my when you go to the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Ohio, domestic engineering today, and tips from 5 Minute University. And here's one. So during the commercial break, I went into the kitchen to top off some coffee. We made coffee this morning, as we always do, with our Black & Decker, a very plain electric coffee maker. And class, the least expensive way of making coffee that I can think of is with a simple electric coffee maker. The electricity used to heat the water is as low as can be. I don't think there's any form of energy other than a wood stove that would make a pot of coffee for less than electricity would. And if you got one of those $14.99, which became $19.99, which became $24.99, Black & Decker electric coffee makers at the Chinese factory outlet, they work great. They really do. It's plain Jane, very, very simple. And it was low on coffee in the pot. because we've had our cup of coffee or two this morning. And what I do, if I want to make some more coffee, if it's just for me, and we're down to maybe a half an inch of coffee at the bottom of the, you know, coffee brewed at the bottom of the pot, you know, the sludge, I just add two more cups of water. Hit the button to start it. If it's on the warm cycle, hit the button to start it. The hot water goes through the existing grounds, and I have more coffee. Now, not everybody likes that. I do. I actually like it a little weaker than everybody else. So it's great. Or you can just add a, you know, the scoop of coffee grounds and then hit the button. But believe it or not, it works just great because the wet coffee grounds, the ones that have just been used, you know, that day, that morning, let's say, they're perfect for putting hot water through and making more coffee. So is it free? Almost. It's almost free, except for the cost of the water, which is immeasurably low, and the cost of the electricity, which is probably a tenth of 1 cent. So if you want to make an extra cup of coffee or two for a tenth of a cent, that's how you do it. Any comments about that, Kathy?
Vince, I've done the very same thing. If I made a full pot, I'll add half the amount of water, and I've just experimented to see if I could tell the difference, and I haven't been able to. So to me, I feel like I'm getting at least almost double the amount of coffee that I would use, you know, than other than making a continual new pot all the time. But I've done the same thing. Sometimes I'll add like a half a scoop of coffee and then add more water. If, like you said, if you just want another cup and you don't want to go, I'm not going to run the whole thing just for one cup. So I've done the very same thing, and I practiced. I tasted it myself, and I couldn't tell the difference. So to me, it's like that's saving money right there.
Yeah, there you go. So, class, and where did this come from? Well, it came from lessons from the first Great Depression. And what people would do is they'd make coffee with their percolator coffee maker on the stove, and they would take the grounds and dry them out in the sun on a towel, and like a kitchen towel, cotton towel, and then use them again tomorrow. But add just a little bit more, maybe half a scoop or a scoop of coffee, fresh coffee, to the recycled grounds or the grounds from yesterday. And they do that until exhausted, meaning they might get 3 or 4 days out of the same coffee grounds, just adding a little bit more each time. So using that concept, I just decided, I want to see what happens if I don't add the coffee grounds, because it works both ways. It's stronger if you add more coffee grounds, but you don't have to add as much as you did the first time. So if you put, let's say, 6 scoops of coffee grounds in the first time, you don't have to add 6 scoops in the second time. You don't have to add, as Kathy said, a half a scoop. Probably make some difference. But for me, I don't even need to do that. I just add the water, and it works great. And I've got it right in front of me. Kathy, there's something that I thought would be an interesting way to start today's class, and that is there's a definition of infinity. And so infinity, class, is a quality of being boundless, no bounds, no beginning, no end, in time, in space, and in quantity. So infinity knows no end. In that line of thinking, there's a famous quote by a guy, I'm sure you've all heard of him, his name was Albert Einstein. And he said that there are only two things that are infinite. There are only two things that are infinite. The universe is one, and human stupidity is the other. And then he put, comma, I'm not so sure about the universe. So what he's saying is that human stupidity is infinite. Now here's an example of this. Salt. You all know that you absolutely, positively need to have the right amount of salt. You'll die. So you have to have salt. And hospitals use saline drips to hydrate you. If you have, if you're doing some exercise and heavy work in the sun, Dr. Sheely would say, you know, just a pinch of salt and some water as an electrolyte, as a substitute for Gatorade. That's what you can do.
Well, we've been told, you know, by the medical industrial complex, salt will kill you. Well, if you don't have salt, it'll kill you. So you have to have the right amount. But here's what we've done. And this is goes back to Albert Einstein's quote about infinite stupidity of man. We will mine salt that we absolutely positively have to have to continue life. And we will spread it on the roads so that people can drive in slippery conditions like ice and snow. We'll spread it on the roads. We'll take something that nature provided, that's a necessity for life. It'll spread it on the roads, and then it'll melt the snow or the ice because it lowers the freezing temperature of water. That's how it works. It doesn't warm it up. It just lowers the freezing point. Then the salt runs down the curbs and into streams, creeks, ponds, depressed, areas, meaning physical depressions in the ground. It'll seek the low point. It'll get into the groundwater. It'll get into the aquifer. It will contaminate the aquifer. It will poison trees. It'll kill trees and plants that we eat. It'll kill plants that wildlife eat. That is stupidity. Why do we do that? Does it really make sense to spread salt on the roads and destroy the bridges, cause the iron reinforcing bar or the iron or the steel and bridges to rust? Does it make any sense to do that? Does it make any sense to contaminate the land around where the salt is spread? Does it make any sense to use the fuel to excavate the salt? Does it make any sense to spread it on the roads and rust the cars and cause us to have to buy new cars way sooner than we would normally have to buy them because they're rusting out? Missouri is a perfect example of road salt destroying vehicles, bridges. It really is. So I just wanted to share with you, we do some really dumb things. And we buy things that are overpackaged. And then what do we do with the packaging? Do we save it? No. We throw it in the trash. And then where does it go? Well, it goes out of sight. That doesn't mean it disappears. It's still with us. It's just not in our field of view. It's still there. It's at the landfill. And it's been compacted. And washing machines have been thrown on top of it. And refrigerators and food wrappers and cigarette butts and everything else we throw away. Cans, jars, bottles, plastic bags. It's all in there. That is infinite stupidity. Kathy, any comments about that? I mean, it makes no sense to me that we are as careless and reckless. And try to buy something that's not overpackaged. Just try. Especially children's items. Toys for children, way overpackaged.
Well, Vince, I think if you can find another use for it, what I've been doing lately is when I go out shopping, there's a couple thrift stores, and what I do is I save, how you just get the brown paper that sometimes is there in the packages? Well,
yes.
I smooth that out and I fold it, and I save all the newspapers, and my sister-in-law saves newspapers for me, and I took in a bag that was probably about 6 inches, 8 inches high, and the lady went, "Oh my gosh, you're a saint. We never have anything to wrap our glasses or plates with." And so I do that, and I save even when I get too much bubble wrap or that type, any kind of foam things, they always love it because they have something to wrap with. So I'm just thinking if people would think about that. And I also had, I have a huge box of old T-shirts and worn out towels that I use for my husband when he's working out in the barn or the garage. But when I get too many, we have a two men that are just maybe about 3 miles from us, 4 miles, and they have an auto repair shop. So I'll cut up old T-shirts and I'll just take in a bag and say they're clean. I cut them up. You can use them for rags. Because, Vince, if you're working with grease or paint, you just always need something to wipe your hands with. So at least this way you're not You're not throwing it in the garbage. Like, at least it's got one more use.
Yeah, and that was a lesson that my dad taught me when I was growing up. You know, that you find other uses. You just don't throw it away because you used it once. You just don't. And that's a thing about paper towels. You know, maybe 5 years ago, people were accustomed to just using paper towels instead of having a towel to dry your hands on the stove. I mean, the stove handle is made so that you can fold a towel right over it and you can dry your hands. And there's a lot of surface area to evaporate the moisture. So, you know, you can change that towel every day and put it in the washing machine as compared to throwing, a quarter of a roll of paper towels away. Because the paper towels cost a tree its life. That's where paper comes from. It comes from trees. And then in order to make those paper towels white, because if you look at wood, if you go to any big box store or lumber yard and you look at wood, it's not white. It's not white. It's kind of a tannish brown color. And in order to make that tree pulp that's ground up really finely to make paper towels, they bleach it. And then what do they do with the residue and the chemicals that's used to make that the tan-colored wood white? Well, they dump it in the lakes and streams. And it pollutes them, and then you get to drink it. And it's toxic. It's absolutely toxic. So, you know, living downstream from a paper mill is a real bad idea. A really bad idea. So we've done some really dumb things, and what Kathy's talking about is what we all need to do. We do those things here at the farm. We reuse everything. We even have rags that have been used for oily purposes, and we don't throw them away until we use them for the final purpose. And I'm talking about paper towels, for example, for checking the oil.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
You know, class, in the 1770s, Thomas Jefferson didn't say, I don't want that white piece of paper. Y'all get me some parchment. I don't want to use a white piece of paper. They didn't have white paper because they didn't bleach the pulp that made paper. And when you add chlorine bleach to the process of making paper white, paper towels, writing paper, notebook paper, you know, all those kinds of paper, newspaper, the bleaching process creates dioxins. And then the leftover bleach is, you know, dumped onto the planet, which has dioxins in it. And then when we use white coffee filters, you know, those white paper coffee filters are so convenient. You know, Kyle talks about convenience, how we're trapped by convenience, or people have been led to slaughter by convenience. Those white coffee filters, because, heck, you can use them and throw them away. You don't have to, no fuss, no muss, no mess, just throw them away. Well, the process to make them white is by bleaching them, bleaching the pulp. And there are dioxins in those white paper coffee filters. Now, the best way to get the dioxin out that I can think of is to pour hot water over it. That's the best way to get the dioxins out of the paper. It kind of sounds like how you make coffee, right? Pour hot water over the coffee grounds that are contained in the basket with the paper, white paper coffee filter. That's why we don't use one. That's why we use the reusable. It's called Gold Tone, G-O-L-D, space T-O-N-E. It's a fine mesh stainless steel coffee filter basket. It's reusable. How long do they last? I don't know. I really don't know, because we've been going for years and years and years with the same one. Now, if you don't poke holes through it, if you don't use a fork, you know, to clean it, if you just use, if you wash it out while it's still damp and warm water, they last a really long time. I don't know how long. I really don't. They cost about $5 a piece. Kathy uses them. Kathy, are there any downsides to using one of those gold tone coffee filters, the reusable ones?
No, I use one, Vince. The only thing that I notice once in a while is I might have like a slight residue at the bottom of the pot. But that doesn't bother me at all. It's fine. It no coffee grounds get through it.
But, yeah, and yeah, what you're talking about is kind of like a very fine layer at the bottom of the coffee pot, which is the coffee grounds. It really, it's not like chunks get through. It's very, very fine sediment. So you don't drink it anyway because it stays at the bottom. And if you pour the coffee off carefully, it works great. And another thing that happens is the oils that are in the coffee beans go into the coffee. And you want that. You want the oils. That's part of what coffee is. So it seems to me that the paper filters are the wrong way to go. But if people are going to use paper and they insist on it, then the only solution that makes any sense at all to me is the brown paper ones, the 100% natural coffee filters that are made without the bleaching process. That's the only ones that make sense. But why would you do even that? Why not just go with stainless steel, which is probably one of the safest things that you could use for food? I mean, you use stainless steel pots and pans, right? We all do. We don't use aluminum pans anymore, do we? I don't think so. And Teflon? Teflon's really dangerous, too, because Teflon is so slippery that the food doesn't stick. But on the other side of the Teflon, it's hard to make that Teflon stick to the aluminum substrate or the aluminum panel, pan or pot. So the bottom line is you want to avoid Teflon, especially if it's flaking or it's got nicks in it. You don't want to use that at all because the particles of Teflon end up in the food. And then you consume them and they stay in your body for, I don't know, probably forever. Or some of them, at least, stay in your body forever. And it's not good. So it's all easy to avoid this. Just get one of those reusable coffee filters, and when you wash it with dishwashing detergent, make sure that you get all of the dishwashing detergent off, if you happen to use dishwashing detergent. I wouldn't put it in the dishwasher, though. I would not do that. I just wash it by hand and rinse it. And then, you know what I do? The next day... So, for example, if Mrs. Finelli empties the coffee grounds, they go into the garden. They go into the garden with the eggshells. And they don't go down the drain. It's a great way to clog up your drain to pour coffee grounds down there. But if she washes the coffee filter and the coffee basket that it is housed in, I will then, in the morning, if I'm making coffee, if I'm the first one to make coffee, I will use warm water and rinse it again. To make sure that there's no detergent, because I don't want to poison myself with detergent. And that's one of the things why I suggest you consider not eating out at a restaurant, because do you know for sure that the guys and gals who wash the pots and pans, now they're the lowest level of restaurant employees, right? The hydro ceramic technicians, the one that wash the pots and pans, do you know for sure that they got all the detergent off the pots and pans? You know that? I don't. So I avoid it. Kathy and I will be right back after top of the hour news. She's got some information about pricing and what's happening in prices. It's staggering. Domestic Engineering with Kathy in Ohio when we come back. I'm Vincent Finelli. Your dial set to USA Prepares.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.